Sigrid has been providing inspiration to so many of us on KPN for over 3 decades. She combines great creativity and brilliance with an ability to navigate the world without losing her balance in a way that's really amazing. And for so many of us, she's also a really good friend. So to have her here tonight sharing her process of writing this wise book is an honor. And even though I've known her for years, I'm learning a lot from reading it. So with great pleasure, I introduce artist, designer, philosopher, writer, and Renaissance woman, our friend, Sigrid Olson.
Hi. I kind of feel like a big fish in a little pond, but I'm very grateful to have this kind of recognition, and to be here in Gloucester is really special because I moved here to Cape Ann in 1972. I can't even count how many years ago that was, but it means that everything, not everything that I am today, but so much of what I am today is because of people like you and the community here on Cape Ann. And I grew my little business from kind of nothing because of the support of people in the community. And once you feel that support, it's almost like getting your family to support you, and then your community supports you, and then a larger community supports you, and it just kind of launched my whole career. So I really thought about what I wanted to read tonight, because I don't want to bore you with a long chapter, but I'm going to read from the introduction, because it tells you a little bit about how I got to where I am, and then I want to open it up to question and answer at the end, because that's my favorite part. If you have questions or just want to talk about any particular subject, that is kind of what I prefer, actually. A lot of women that are here, I just want to give you a shout out to my retreat ladies, people that have, that have come with me either to Tulum or Provence or Tuscany or even just Florida and enjoyed what it's like to just take some time for yourself and do some art and do some yoga and some meditation and writing. So thank you all. All right, here we go. She's a very important person in the story, too. Hi, Barbara. She was one of my first teachers at Montserrat College of Art, which brought me to this area. And then you kind of, you'll see all the art in the book. Yeah, I know, really, seriously. I think you were like 2 years older than I was, though, when you were teaching. But also a lot of the art in the book is thanks to you and that workshop that I did with you. Yeah.
What's your name?
Barbara Moody. Barbara Moody. And you have art here, right, Barbara? Notice how I'm shifting the attention off of me. Yes, oh, you did. Okay, great. This is a beautiful show, too, by the way. So the initial quote in the book sort of says it all. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow. And it is sometimes. So, funny how the introduction's not really in the beginning. Here we go. My quote, I have a quote at the beginning of every chapter, and the one at the beginning of this chapter is, "Even castles made of sand fall into the sea eventually." That's Jimi Hendrix. Tells you a little bit about what era I'm from. I feel most at home on islands, surrounded by water. Watching the surf ebb and flow is a meditation. The rhythm, the repetition, the soothing fizz of the water's edge as it meets the sand. It reminds me that life is also a series of waves. Sometimes they roll in smoothly as predictable swells that lift me up gently. Other times are raging torrents that turn me upside down, gasping for air. Ironically, it's those breathless, potentially ruinous moments that provide the most valuable lessons. My heart has been broken open so many times, yet I'm happier than I've ever been. Even when the trials are painful or shocking, my first instinct is to plunge into a despair. Then I find my way to see it as a gift. Negative emotions give way to a fierce impulse to learn from it and thrive. My faith has been tested over and over. After 3 major upheavals, breast cancer, the demise of my company, and the loss of my spouse, I was faced with a life-changing question. How do you reinvent yourself when you thought your life was all figured out? My journey to this answer is at the heart of these pages. Writing this book, I revisited my past through the myriad journals and sketchbooks I kept throughout my life. Opening each one, I was struck by the alchemy of words and pictures, how they reveal my innermost thoughts so accurately. While my circumstances have changed over the years, my inner self remains the same. I'm an ambitious overachiever with a hankering for spiritual enlightenment. As a compulsively creative person, I struggle daily with the conflict between my innate tendency towards productivity and my soulful desire for serenity. As much as I try to control everything, I know that life will just unfold beautifully if I stay out of the way. Most people recognize my name from the fashion label I launched years ago. My career, which has spanned over 3 decades, is still a huge part of who I am and how I define myself. Yet now, it is integrated into a lifestyle that embraces the profound life lessons that have propelled me to where I am today. Ultimately, I'm grateful for all the catastrophes that took me out of my comfort zone and gave me the impetus to redesign my life. The fashion business took me on a wild ride, one where I was catapulted into the stratosphere and my feet didn't touch the ground for a long while. I went from being a hippie entrepreneur who rode a bicycle to my first business meeting, to a corporate executive with a huge staff, a hectic schedule, and a multitude of product lines that ranged from women's clothing, handbags, jewelry, scarves, eyewear, bedding, bath accessories. My ad campaigns were seen on the pages of Vogue, Elle, and many other fashion magazines. It was a thrilling experience, exhilarating and full of opportunity, but exhausting beyond belief. Creativity was a valued attribute in my family of origin, so it was perfectly natural for me to aspire to make my living as an artist. But I never expected to be a fashion designer, or an author, for that matter. I entered the world through an unusual path. A passion for textiles and printmaking led me to experiment with potato printing on fabric, and I built a repertoire of iconic print motifs, seabirds, leaves, flowers, fish, and geometric patterns that spoke to my love of nature and indigenous cultures. My first clothing collections were based on these whimsical prints and my unique sun-drenched color palette. My success was a result of pure passion, incessant hard work, and tremendous good fortune. Early on, I met some very astute and well-connected people who helped launch my career in the early 80s. It didn't take long for our small startup to become a major fashion player in the industry. By 1999, our company was purchased by the Liz Claiborne Corporation. After the merger, I stayed on as creative director for my women's clothing label and shuttled between offices in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and 7th Avenue in New York City. I led a talented team of designers and enjoyed the glow of success while the line blossomed, growing exponentially over the next 8 years. I learned so much during my corporate years, not all of it good. I understood quickly that public corporation worships at the altar of growth and profit. I learned to manage multiple agendas while trying to retain the authenticity and the integrity of my brand. I began to realize as my leadership role grew in importance, my creative self began to wither. As time went on, there was a gradual, almost imperceptible shift of power away from me as the brand visionary to the executive offices of the corporation. Then in January in 2008, my world was turned upside down. Liz Claiborne, Inc. announced the closing of Sigurd Olsen as part of a corporate strategy to streamline their holdings. In one swift corporate pronouncement, my business was over, and I found myself for the first time in my adult life without a job. I went from being a sought-after designer with my hands in dozens of creative projects to a woman with nothing to do. My lifelong dream was cut short. End of story? No. In fact, the beauty of my life redesign shows how the most profound revelations I've gained were a direct result of the biggest upsets of my life. After all my unexpected upheavals, I had to take a leap of faith to trust my intuition again. I had to let go of regret about the past and stop worrying about the future. I had to learn to believe in the present moment and put my energy into finding beauty and inspiration in the simple things. Now in my 60s, I finally know what I need to sustain me. I remind myself every day, this is enough. I'm fortunate to have found a life that works for me, and even if it doesn't always feel smooth or abundant, achieving this is no accident. I've consciously designed my new reality, not just by following my heart, but with clear intention, plenty of work, and heavy doses of faith. While my life is still a work in progress, I feel I've found my path. So much good has materialized as a result of my self-discovery. I reclaim my name. I revive my business on my own terms. I've cultivated new friendships, new love, wherever you are, and a life that nourishes me in so many ways. I'm grateful for the gift of perspective that my struggles have brought me. That long-range vision helps me discern what matters and let go of what doesn't. I no longer have to please the world. Even though I have resumed the creative work I love, my career doesn't define me. I appreciate who I am and value every hard road I've traveled. Instead of dwelling on the pain, I've learned from it and moved on. I created this book to be a place of refuge, a reminder of beauty and a source of inspiration, something to keep, to share with a sister, a daughter, or a friend. It's about my journey as a creative being and the subsequent soul search that resulted in my designing a new life. Even though each of our personal narratives has its own unique arc, I believe the lessons are universal. Most of us share a desire to go deeper in life, to understand the undercurrents of what moves us emotionally and propels our life choices. We can create the life we want, redefine success, achieve serenity, and choose happiness. My hope is my story will strike a chord with you and open up your heart. Thank you.